been carrying both teams on this night. BYU's led at the end of the third quarter in every game this season. The only smaller lead after three was at SMU, and BYU led by three and won by three.
Jake Retzlaff right now is doing what he needs to do with this offense. And I've liked what I'm seeing moving into the run game. So I feel like the offense has shored things up, and I feel confident about where they're at going into the fourth quarter. Now, defense. All you got to do, Greg, get a little bit harder on the edges. Make sure that the edges aren't bowing at all. So Tyler Batty, Isaiah Banya, Logan Lutui, who's ever out that edge, just hold that edge tight. And then I need Harrison Taggart to read the runs and get to the line of scrimmage quickly. And I need Isaiah Glasker to continue to be the support off the left side and Jack Kelly to be the support off the right side. We know what they're going to go to. They're going to go back to their freshman, number 20. He's had some good carries, so they're going to continue to try to run it. Just make sure that you've got every gap stuffed up and make sure those edges hold strong and don't give up any cushion.
And that running back, number 20, the freshman Rodney Fields Jr., is now up to 36 yards on five carries, 7.2 per tote. Bowman throws the swing right. It's going to be a double throw. Throw back to Bowman from Presley. Makes the catch. The 15, the 10, the 5. Dives for the pylon. Touchdown.
Well, they got tricks up their sleeves, too. So Bowman, who hasn't had a rushing yard or a receiving yard hardly coming into this game, they're using him as all kinds of different tools. Rushing, being a receiver, off throwback, but this is what they did special. They got that offensive line out in front, and that offensive line just got the push all the way to the end zone. What was crazy, right off the snap, all of the offensive linemen acted like they were cutting, kind of diving to their belly, and then they got up and formed this little pocket. Bowman got behind them and led them all the way into the touchdown.
PAT to tie the game from Logan Ward. Momentum snatched out of the grasp of the Cougars on a 79-yard drive. All of the scoring drives for Oklahoma State, 75-plus yards on this night. PAT for the tie. It is good, 28-28, 10 seconds into quarter number four. We've got ourselves a 14-minute and 50-second football game.
So Jake Retzlaff has looked really good, and it's coming out in the second half. I mean, we were worried about his arm, or we were worried about his health, and he's shown that he's healthy and that he can throw the strike when he needs to. You also have the running game that's clicking and working. I say stay with the run, stay with the staple, continue to push them down the field, and stay established. You know, don't get loose. You don't need trick plays. You really don't need to bomb it down the field. You're beating these guys with strength and power. So that's the best way to win the game.
Could this game be any closer? The score is tied. The yardage, 349 to 346, a difference of 3 yards in favor of OSU. The first downs, 18 for BYU, 17 for OSU. The total plays, 47 OSU, 46 BYU. Yards per play, 7.5 BYU, 7.4 OSU. They are the same team at this moment in time.
But here's the difference. Ollie Gordon is out of this game. That's good news for BYU. And so is the quarterback, Garrett Rangel, who they worked an entire bye week to try to get ready for this offense.
But the other guys are proving to be good enough. Rodney Fields Jr., the freshman running back. And, of course, the experienced senior Alan Bowman, who beat BYU last year in Stillwater, is back in this game. 28-28. BYU first down and 10 at its own 25-yard line. We're soon to the point where you're counting possessions. Every drive seemingly needing to end in points to give yourself a crack in this one. Four long touchdown scoring drives for Oklahoma State. Hand off Martin. Martin has a knack for those 8 and 9 yard runs on first down. He picks up another solid 8 on first and 10.
I'll tell you, Bruce Mitchell has just continued to dominate, whether it's Colin Clay or Justin Kirkland at those nose tackle positions. He has been so good since he took over for Connor Pay. So good to the point that when Connor comes back, you got to find some work for him across that front.
14-20 clock rolling, second and two. BYU will not get the first down. Well, Martin dropped for a loss of two.
So
Colin Clay shooting in and wrapping up. Now this is a pretty big third down and four with Oklahoma State feeling momentum.
I just gave Bruce Mitchell some love, and now I'm going to say, hey, Bruce, keep your head up. You drop your head. And Colin Clay was able to fight just off the backside of him and got in the backfield. So keep your head up as you're taking that snap.
Massive third and four for BYU. The Cougs are 3 for 6 on third down. Oklahoma State is 6 for 8. BYU has converted on third and 3, third and 5, and third and 13 on this night. This is a third down and four from the BYU 31. Martin comes back to join Retzloff in the backfield. Now motions out to the right for empty. Retzloff throws complete on the crosser. Chase Roberts, it had been a little while. What a moment to reappear. Chase Roberts moves the sticks to the 41-yard line, a 10-yard gain on third down and four.
So nice to have Chase on the field. He's going to line up in the slot, and Oklahoma State does not cover him up. They're going to try to zone out on him. So he goes to the sticks off his route, and then he cuts to the inside. Great job by Jake Retzloff to see that cut and hit him right in between the zone.
All between the hash marks, BYU left to right here in the fourth. First and 10, Cougar 41, tie ball game 28-28. Play fake, deep drop. Retzloff looking post, throws on the out instead. Caught by JoJo Phillips. No, it's Marion, pardon me. Keelan Marion makes the catch inside the 40 and ends up moving the sticks for BYU.
Keelan Marion's going to come across for the right side, and he's going to get all the way to the left side of the field.
Officials timeout. An injured player.
Who is the injured player? Oklahoma State player down on the far sideline. OSU defensive player down. Officials timeout for an injury. The Oklahoma State training staff running to the far side of the field. Keelan Marion with the reception, though, to move the sticks for BYU. 12:42 to play. The injured player is the safety, Cameron Epps. And the Pokes are down on safeties with the absence of Trey Rucker tonight.
Oh. Boy, they are just getting thinner and thinner with injury.
Timeout on the field. 12:42 to play here in the fourth quarter. 28-28, Cougs and Pokes on the new skin. BYU.
A close game being played right now. Fresno State at Nevada, and 3 points separate the Wolfpack and the Bulldogs. Fresno State with a three-point advantage at 24-21 with 2:18 left in the third quarter. Let's get you back over to the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Thank you, Jason. BYU fans, don't miss out on the greatest cruise ever. Cruising with the Cougs in April of 2025. An entire ship reserved just for BYU fans. Check out BYUcruise.com to reserve your cabin today. 12:42 to play here at Lavelle Edwards Stadium. BYU Oklahoma State playing in Provo for the first time ever. BYU looking for its first ever win over OSU. 0-3 all time are the Cougs against Pokes. Parker Kingston, Chase Roberts, wide receivers left. And JoJo Phillips is a wide out to the right. On a first and 10 for the Cougs at the OSU 37-yard line. Hand off LJ. LJ to the 30-yard line. Again, it's another 8-yard gain, 7-8 on first down. It's so simple for LJ to get past that first line of defense. He's been great on these first down carries.
Well, I want people to just go back and watch this game after you're done with it and just watch number 63, Bruce Mitchell. Again, he's walling off, and he's not just walling off. He's moving his defensive tackle down the field so there's plenty of space for LJ to run through.
Second and 3, ball at the 30 of OSU. Helmet high snap, the option back to LJ, looking to seize the moment, and does, but did he get the first down? No, as he split defenders just outside or just inside the right side numbers. So that's a gain of 2 on second and 3, third down and 1. The Cougs have been better at third down tonight than they've been. This is another crucial conversion opportunity from the 28-yard line of Oklahoma State. And you got to think it's 2 downs for a yard here. Yep. In a 28-28 ball game. But LJ's been so reliable. Martin averaging 6 yards per carry, 20 for 120 on the night.
And I like the power, downhill power.
Pistol with Ropati now the back behind Retzloff. Retzloff claps the hands. Gives Hinkley, and Hinkley has the first down. Strong run between the tackles to the 25. BYU is at the 25-yard line, first and 10. Aaron Roderick considers his red zone to be 25-yard line and in. Officially, it's the 20. He likes the 25. That's where they begin their red zone drives in practice.
Great job by Ethan Erickson, who's lined up at the slot position. He motions all the way and gets behind center. Then he yo-yos back And he's got that lead block. Oh, my gosh.
Such.
Just dropped a forearm and blew an Oklahoma State defender right onto his back.
10:30 to play. Retzlaff gives Hinckley. Hinckley gets wrapped up around the lower legs and then twists his body to fall forward for maybe a yard or two is all. L.J. Martin is not the back of record for the moment. He's having a huge night. He's out of the game and now enters. Re-enters, does L.J. So it'll be a second down and eight from the Oklahoma State 23.
Tight ends are working. They are earning their paycheck. They're earning their NIL today. You get great blocking from three or four BYU tight ends in this game.
A little bit of formation confusion ends up in twins left and twins right with an eight-second play clock and a 9:55 game clock. Martin back in. Retzlaff on a short drop. Quick fire! And batted down, and now it's a third down and 80. Threw to the right, was knocked in the air and to the grass. And decision time maybe looming. Third down and eight from the 23. You get nothing here. You're looking at a 40-yard field goal try to make it a three-point lead, but a three-point lead feels so, so tenuous in this game when it's been only touchdowns both ways. Third and eight, here we go. Can the Cougs make it a moot point from the 23? Retzlaff in the gun. Now we'll walk up to the line on a third and eight, audible and jump back. Three receiving options left, single wide to the right. Martin right hip. Retzlaff claps the hands, takes a chest high snap, looks left and goes for the end zone. He's got Lassiter there. It is just beyond him, incomplete. And it'll be fourth down and eight, and on comes the field goal team to give BYU the three-point lead. And down in the end zone is the intended receiver. Darius Lassiter rolls to his back. What happened there? What didn't happen was a touchdown. On a third down and eight for the back left pylon and just too far for Darius Lassiter, who comes up injured. And a timeout will be on the field, I do believe, with 9:44 to play. In a game with nothing but touchdowns, BYU will try for a lead-taking field goal after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's head back to the All-Pro Capital broadcast booth and join the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
What do the 1984 BYU Cougars and Hotel Park City have in common? Both voted number one. Hotel Park City voted number one. Hotel, steak, spa, and lunch in Park City's best awards. You've got one of the best in your own backyard. So book your own Hotel Park City stay today. 9:44 to play here in Provo. 28-28 ball game. BYU looks to untie the game. It looked like before the break that Will Farron and the field goal team were trotting on. We expect Will Farron to try a 40-yard field goal to give BYU the lead. Will on the year is 10 for 13 on his field goal tries, has not had a field goal attempt on this night. BYU's defense has forced one three and out. It came on Oklahoma State's second possession of the game. Should the Cougars take a lead here, that'd be a grand time for a second three and out. Meantime, Oklahoma State's touchdown drives have all been 75-plus yards. 75, 75, 76, 79. 40-yarder and maybe 41 by where Vanderhaar's knee is placed. We'll see how they judge this. 40 or 41-yarder from the right hash for the right-legged Boise State transfer, Will Farron, number 44. There was a number 44 who was called Mr. October. Let's see if Will can put his name in that same appellation with a field goal make. The snap to Vanderhaar. Good hold. Kick on its way. And it is through for three, and the Cougs take a 31-28 lead with 9:39 to play.
He's been one of the more fantastic transfers BYU's had over the last couple of years. He came over with Kelly Popinga and Isaiah Banya, and there was a D-tackle, Cravens. It was that three-man transfer group that came over with Kelly Popinga, and Will Farron has been such a consistent piece of this special teams.
Pigskin scoring summary brought to you by your Utah Pork Producers and Daly's Meats. From farm to fork, Utah Pork Producers and Daly's Meats take pride in good practices that produce safe and nutritious pork right here in Utah. Make pork your protein of choice all season long. For delicious and nutritious pork recipes, visit pork.org. It was a 52-yard drive, 5:11 off the clock. 11 plays, it ends in a 41-yard Will Farron field goal. Well, not to over-dramatize, but since it's only a one-possession game, and since BYU is 6-0 on the season, defensive series of the year coming up for BYU right here?
Yeah, I don't think that's over-dramatized at all.
5-yard line is the kickoff return from Cale Cabanis, and Cabanis is cut down inside the 25-yard line. By the way, let's just bring up the fact that we've seen two penalty flags the entire night.
It's been a nice clean
two
night.
Accepted penalties. Oklahoma State has not been penalized on this night. BYU 2 for 15. That is it.
Well, I also want to say Casey Dunn and Mike Gundy have worked really well together as Alan Bowman has come back onto the field. They've made it really unpredictable. You know, I try to think of these plays through a defensive tackle's mind, and it's really tough.
All right. They're playing with the rock at their back inside the 30-yard line in a one-score game. It's that time of the game, it would feel, for BYU and the Rock to be heard from. Ollie Gordon back in the game, off the right hip of Bowman. That's massive for the Pokes. The snap, Bowman takes his drop. Up down the near sideline, it is batted up, broken up by Jacob Robinson, intended for Presley. Presley got his hands on it, and then smacked up in the air by Jacob Robinson. It'll be second down and 10.
I'm shocked to see Ollie Gordon back on the field after the way we saw him come off the field. I agree with you, Greg. It did look like a groin issue, but Ollie Gordon's back on the field. He's got to be ready to rock and roll because you have to have the support of that run.
The Cook defense has the support of the Rock behind Bowman. Swing pass, right side is complete to Vailahi. Good tackle to push him to the boundary. Looked like he was going to get a lot more than the 4 he got. Jacob Robinson, the push out, makes the pass break up on one side and the force out at the other. It brings up a 3rd down and 5.
And it's getting crazy here in Lavelle Edwards Stadium. The Rock again right at their back.
Empty for Bowman. Trips to the short side, right side. 2 wide left. 3rd down and 5 at the OSU 29. The Cougs show 3 wide down linemen up front. The line to gain is the 34 of OSU. They'll now bring Vailahi to the right hip of Bowman. 3rd and 5, 8:45 to go. Bowman dancing in the pocket. He throws complete to the 44 to Rashad Owens, and the Pokes move the sticks.
No pressure up front. You mentioned it. There were 3 downs. Those 3 downs were blocked. You did not bring any extra heat. And Alan Bowman got to sit in that pocket real comfortable. He sets both of his feet, squares his shoulders right up to the lane, and he's able to dart that thing into a deep zone.
The last 2 weeks, BYU's opponents are 18 for 28 on third down. That's tough. 8:08 to play. 1st and 10 Pokes now at their own 46. New set of downs. Can Bowman keep making plays? He was benched to open this night. Complete to the midfield, left flat. A short curl to Presley. The tackle by Collins, only a gain of 4, but it is a gain of 4. 2nd down and 6 to midfield, 7:40. It's a 3-point lead for BYU. It's been nothing but touchdowns both ways until the Farron field goal. Did the Farron field goal feel like enough? 31-28 the score. Halfway through the final quarter. The Cougs' undefeated season on the line. Bowman in the gun. Who makes the next big play for the BYU defense? The pull away from Fields. The throw behind the intended receiver. Running the down and in was Dejon Stribling. It'll go to 3rd down and 6. That was a 2nd and 6 incompletion. 3rd down and 6 with 7:15 to play. The ball is right at midfield.
Good tight defense by Evan Johnson. Even if that thing is thrown back to the inside, Evan is really close. Maybe he gets a hand on it, but at least he gets the tackle.
Bowman in the gun, Fields left hip on a 3-step. The quick fire, 1st down again, or did he get there?
He's so close.
Half a yard shy, the tight end, Josh Ford. They're marking it a football length or more short. 4th down, less than a yard. Offense remains on the field, as you might expect. 31-28 BYU. 6:55 to play.
Did they take Ollie Gordon off the field, or what are they looking at the running back spot? Because Ollie has not taken a carry since returning from the injury that he suffered at the beginning of the half. He is on the field.
Fields is the tailback. Snap Bowman. Give Fields. I don't think he got it. He gets pushed back. The far official's marking first down.
Yeah, they're marking.
The near official is marking short. This will go to a review. They're marking first down live. The handoff to Rodney Fields. And first down is the ruling.
Yeah, but that thing.
Yeah, but now you got to overturn it.
Yeah.
Because they ruled first down on the field, you got to see enough to overturn it. And will they even look at it? Oklahoma State's ready to snap it. They marked it first down. The fans are booing. The next play's about to be run, and nothing buzzed down. There it is. They did buzz to the official right before the snap. They will look at it. Do they see enough, though?
The runner at the line to gain. The previous play's on the further review.
Yeah,
it's so tough.
I just don't know that it's there to overturn. I think they're going to say he got it. I think they're going to say the nose of the ball reached the plane. But the big play was the forward completion right before.
I can't see where he's got the ball tucked in his arm. His helmet crosses the plane, but it's got to be the ball that crosses the plane in order to get that first down. But I'm with you, Greg. I don't know if there's enough conclusive evidence from the film review and some of the angles that I'm seeing where they can overturn this. It's so close. It just depends on where the ball is in his arm when he hits that peak effort.
The quarterback that led Oklahoma State to the comeback win over BYU last year in Stillwater is the quarterback leading in the Pokes right now to take a lead, the Pokes will hope, against BYU late in Provo the next year. Alan Bowman is his name, and he's making enough of the plays to keep the Pokes where they need to be. The completion to Ford moments ago was huge. A 5-yard completion setting up the fourth and one. Fields took the handoff. The ruling on the field was first down.
First down stands.
Yeah, it stands. BYU football brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at SiegfriedandJensen.com.
Good call, partner. I think it was just almost impossible for them to overturn. You could look at it at 1,000 different angles. Some look like he didn't get there, but there's just not enough to say he absolutely didn't break the plane.
Cowboys need 10 yards to expect a field goal try. That would tie the game, but they're thinking for more. We're getting late. 5:50. A 31-28 BYU lead. Did the Cougars have another takeaway in them? The Cougars are minus in the margin at the moment. Minus one on the night. Bowman shotgun. The give Fields. Gets a yard to the right side, outside the right tackle. Second down and 10, or long 9, depending on the spot. They say no gain or give him a yard. Give him a yard to second and 9.
That is the edge that I'm talking about. Right there, Logan Latui holding the edge and Jack Kelly coming up to support the edge. When you hold the edge, it forces a running back to bounce. When he bounces, that allows the linebacker to be there for that tackle. That's a great job by Logan Latui and Jack Kelly for the exchange.
BYU 43-yard line, second down 9. 5 minutes remain. Bowman, gun, Gordon now, right hip. They go shotgun split backs. Deep drop, Bowman. Bowman, right flat, complete. Presley, hit before the line to gain. Knocked out of bounds at the 37. Now you're in field goal range or feeling close to it with a third down and 4 for the Pokes. 4:44 to play.
Do not let Alan Bowman sit back there in a clean pocket. I know it's third and short, third and 4. But you've got to really pressure him. You've brought 3 the last couple of third downs, and no pressure. He's delivered on those third downs.
Bowman shotgun. Schultz, a fullback, and Gordon, the tailback, are with him in the backfield. To either side. A chest high snap. The keep from Bowman. Bowman was hit around the hip as he fell forward close to the line to gain on a third down and 3. He got just under.
They are not moving the sticks.
No, fourth and short again. So the ball at the 35, just inside the 35, line to gain the 34. But even less distance needed this time than it was moments ago. And look at the clock, 3:50.
They're going to review that.
Fourth down and less than 1.
I'm surprised Oklahoma State isn't reviewing that.
Oklahoma State will call timeout, it would appear.
I think Oklahoma State's going to want to look at that spot, Greg.
Charge timeout, Oklahoma State. Second of the half. It'll be a 30-second timeout.
3:31 remaining. 31-28, the BYU lead, and timeout on the field. We're taking it on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU Sports Network.
Hey, BYU fans, score big for game day meals at Smith's with savings beyond low prices, including digital coupons worth over $600 each week. Smith's, fresh for everyone. 3:31 to play here in Provo. The Cougars still lead 31-28. Oklahoma State driving to a fourth down and less than one at the BYU 35-yard line. A BYU stop here doesn't win the game, but almost, because Oklahoma State's down to one timeout remaining. And the Weed BYU is running the football. If they were to somehow hold on fourth and one, they're probably a couple first downs away from winning this football game. But Oklahoma State is in scoring territory. Now, long field goal, if they get nothing, well, pardon me, should they, in the next sequence, not make it to the end zone, they've certainly got enough leg from Logan Ward to expect to tie the game. His long is 52. They're going for the first down on fourth down and less than one from the 35.
Ollie's in the huddle. Gonna run the pinch.
Fourth and a couple of footballs for a first down.
Defensive line is waving their hands up, getting the rock into it, getting this crowd into it, getting the noise.
Hokes break the huddle. Bowman under center, crouches, takes the snap, stretch handoff, first down, leaping over the pile is Ollie Gordon, a forward hurdle to the 32.
That is Ollie's first carry, I believe, since suffering that injury.
Well, now the Pokes are in field goal range, and the clock is rolling to 3 minutes.
They're going to take their time. They've still got one timeout left on the clock.
Under 3 minutes to play.
BYU's got all their timeouts.
Can someone make a play? A helmet high snap. Bowman hands off Gordon. Gordon is wrapped up and dropped by Harrison Taggart at the 30-yard line. Gain of two to the left side. Oklahoma State will play conservatively and play, of course, hoping to get into the end zone, but knowing that they're good for a game-tying field goal late in this one off the leg of Logan Ward, at least a try for a game-tying field goal. So much yet to happen here in the final 2 minutes and 30 seconds. The tension mounts with every passing second. Single wide to the right side. It's a power pistol strength left. They now shift to shotgun split backs. Fields the tailback. There's a fullback blocking for Fields middle. Fields gets nothing. On second and eight, stopped right at the 30. Now BYU may be thinking about timeouts. They have three. The Pokes have one. 2:10 on the clock. It's a third down and eight.
You'll get the two-minute timeout, so this clock is going to stop. BYU is going to be in a good situation here.
All right, third down eight. You come back, you get a stop. You force what would be a game-time field goal, and you get the ball back with a chance to win. That's the scenario.
I like those chances.
For which Cougar Nation hopes after this. Of course, the biggest hope is the Pokes get nothing out of this next couple of plays. Third and eight with 2 minutes to play in the game. 31-28 is the BYU lead. The Pokes will have the ball at the BYU 30 after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU Sports Network.
Relax this Thanksgiving with Tucano's Brazilian Grill. Enjoy a full traditional Thanksgiving feast, plus all your Tucano's favorites reserved to dine in or order your home Thanksgiving meal today at Tucano's.com. 2 minutes remaining in the football game, the fourth quarter at least, 31-28. BYU leading Oklahoma State. Last year's game went to double overtime. We've got coming up a third down and eight for Oklahoma State at the BYU 30-yard line, which brings us to our Hyundai power play of the game. BYU needs a powerful defensive effort here on the third down and eight. The power play of the game brought to you by the full lineup of Hyundai all-wheel drive SUVs. See your Utah Hyundai dealers. Third and eight. What do you think, Hans?
Well, I like to go man and press them, because when you've gone zone and you've rushed three, Alan Bowman has made you pay. And whether it was Lofton or it was Stribling or it was Owens, they're finding those seams, and when he's got time, he's delivering it, and he's delivering it accurately. So I like press the man, keep a single high safety, and bring some heat, make it really uncomfortable for Allen.
Line to gain is the BYU 22. Allen Bowman has his foot on the 35-yard line. Ollie Gordon left hip, third and eight, ball near hash. Pokes right to left. Motion man comes in, stops short. Flag flies! Two flags on the play. OSU's not been penalized all night. That was a third and eight at the 30. The officials gather, converse, and the call from Luke Richmond.
Ball start. Offense.
Now you go to third down and 13. The line of scrimmage goes to the 35. If you get nothing here, if you get nothing, it becomes a 52-yard try, and the career or the season long for Ward is 52.
So before that penalty, BYU did show a press man look with a single high safety, which means they were probably going to bring some heat. They're lining up in it again.
Trips short side, left side, single wide to the right. Pistol. Bowman claps the hands, looks to the sideline with a 7-second play clock. It's down to five. Audibling with three and with two and with one. They don't get it off. It's a delay. The flag flies.
The crowd is playing a role in this. Bowman cannot get the call.
Bowman is saying they called timeout.
And he's having to get up to his line of scrimmage.
Prior to the play clock running out, timeout.
Yep.
Oklahoma State.
Final timeout taken. The flag flew. The clock was running out, but the timeout had been called, and I think Bowman knew it. He signaled to the official, or to signaled to his bench that he saw it. It was okay. So now the Pokes are out of timeouts. BYU has all three, and it's still a third down and 13 from the BYU 35.
Okay, so let me tell you what just happened. So Bowman gives him a hard clap, and you see Harrison Taggart lean. He sees the blitz. He's trying to make an audible call, but the crowd is going crazy. He has to walk to the line to try to make the audible call with 3 seconds left. He doesn't have time to get back in the shotgun look, so they have to call the timeout.
Third and 13 at the 35. Should the Pokes get nothing, it's a 52-yard field goal. Should they get a little bit, it's still a long field goal. The only thing you can't have is them getting a first down on this play. Should any field goal try be missed, the game is over. BYU can kneel out the victory.
Yep. Timeouts are gone.
Gone for the Pokes.
Still has their
and at 2 minutes, it's over. If the Pokes get nothing on this possession, it's over. Bowman, shotgun. Gordon, right hip. Third down, 13 at the BYU 35. There's the snap. Bowman in the pocket. Dumps it off underneath. Presley makes the catch. 30, 25, 20. It's a first down to the 14-yard line.
What a play call. They're going to run a screen set. It's a four-man pressure. He runs right underneath. You drop deep on the zone. You run all your defenders off. Everybody's at 15, 20 yards deep before you're even seeing that screener get to you. That was just a beautiful play call, just dropping that off the screen, getting some offensive linemen out in front of them, and getting the press and the block downfield.
OSU cannot stop the clock, which is at 1:30. First and 10 of the BYU 14. Presley motions to Tripps right. The swing to Presley in the right flat. To the 10, to the 8. Stayed in bounds. Oh, did they say he got out? I thought he was tackled in bounds. They gave him the out of bounds, stopping the clock at 1:23.
Well, it did look like he was in bounds.
1:23 to play, 31-28. BYU's undefeated season hanging in the balance. The play of the night, a third down and 13. Converted against BYU.
And you are really caught in between a rock and a hard spot where you need the clock in case you need to get down the field and you got your timeouts, but you also want the clock to run out on them.
Defense doing it all year. Can they rise up yet again? Under center goes Bowman. Second and four from the BYU 8. Handoff. Gordon tripped up, dragged down on a run between the tackles at the 6-yard line. And BYU calls a timeout.
Yeah, they want to keep that time on the clock. So they're going to, like I said, it's rock and a hard spot.
Yep.
And you want to keep that time because now they're third and two, and they're right there on the 7. You may need that time. I do the same. I'm calling these timeouts, and I'm making sure that I get an opportunity to answer if Oklahoma State does find the end zone.
BYU must stop Oklahoma State from converting a third and two.
Okay, so I really want BYU's defense to watch for the Bowman keep, because he hasn't kept now for a couple of drives, and that keep has been absolutely brutal off the edge. The other issue is we saw Ollie Gordon leave the game again, hobbled, but Rodney Fields Jr. has been a spark plug. So you don't know exactly what to seal up at this point. I think that Casey Dunn, the offensive coordinator, has done a really good job of mixing up play calls. So this is Jay Hill versus Casey Dunn. Who calls the better play?
6 yard line, the spot. BYU 6, ball between the hash marks, third down and two, 1:18 to play. The Cougs have two timeouts remaining. Pokes going with a loaded pistol. And now shift to shotgun, tailback, and fullback, joining Bowman in the backfield. A boot to the right, a completion to the right side, complete to Presley, into the end zone, touchdown Oklahoma State with 1:13 to play. Shook off a tackle, and the Pokes take a lead at 34-31. They can make it a four-point lead with the PAT. BYU will have 1:13 remaining, and the Cougs will now need a touchdown.
It's a really nice move. Really nice move by Brennan Presley on Tommy Parrasis. Parrasis is holding the outside, and Presley takes that foot, steps back to the inside. Parrasis misses the tackle, and he finds the end zone.
You had that feeling when Farron hit the field goal, as good as he was, that a field goal in this kind of game wasn't going to be enough.
But you did stop the clock. You did keep two timeouts. You still have a minute and 13.
PAT, a big one, is good, and now the Cougs need a touchdown. So Oklahoma State has scored five touchdowns, and they've all been drives of 75 yards or longer. They have not been able to, the BYU defense, get off the field tonight.
Yeah, the edges have been soft. I will tell you, this is some fascinating play calling. And the way they've rebuilt the offense with Bowman as compared to the plan they had with Rangel, using still Bowman in the play action and the keep. But let me tell you what's really been nice by Alan Bowman is his play action looks. He is setting it so deep, and you're having to respect Rodney or Ollie. And so every time he sinks it deep into the gut, the defense is biting hard on the fake. So Alan Bowman on that touchdown, he sinks it deep, and then he rolls out, and he finds his target. This is a seventh-year senior. You can't sleep on that. Yeah, you lose Rangel, but you bring in a seventh-year senior that has done great things in his time at Oklahoma State.
He's the guy that brought Oklahoma State back from behind, beat the Cougars last year in Stillwater. They didn't believe in him to start the game tonight, but they're believers now. Bowman may have turned the Pokes' season around. 35-31, Pokes lead it, 1:13 to play. The Cougs need a last-minute miracle here at LaBelle Edwards Stadium. Touchback as it goes through the end zone. It'll be BYU first and 10 from its own 25. The Cougs can stop the clock twice. Touchdown to win it. Here it is. BYU's won their games in different ways this year, but they've all kind of had a similar theme, that they were in control. And in this game, they've now lost the control and now need to find, in 73 seconds, a way to go 75 yards.
Darius Lassiter is on the field. And remember, we saw Darius Lassiter down in the end zone after that third down attempt. So Darius Lassiter is available.
Two picks that BYU's thrown inside the opposing 30, looming large at this moment. Retzloff, a step up. Nice find, good window to the 42. Oh, he lost the ball out of bounds. Will they call an incomplete pass? They will.
Oh,
who was the intended receiver there? Was it Lassiter? Incomplete pass. Lassiter appeared to have the catch between the 40 and the 50, but then the ball came out of his grasp and rolled into the team area. Not a fumble, but an incomplete pass. They'll say a pass broken up as three defenders converged on Lassiter. Second down and 10 now from the BYU 25. 1:06 on the clock. The Cougs going left to right as we see it and you hear it. Retzloff in the gun. Martin off his right hip. Play action. Chase to the right. Dumps it off right side. Lassiter 20, 25. Steps out 27. Clock will stop. BYU facing a third down and 7 inside its own 30-yard line.
Some of the first pressure that we've seen come through the middle of this offensive line to push Jake Retzloff back in the pocket a little bit and have to drop that thing off to Lassiter. Couldn't really let any route mature because of some of the pressure that was leaking up the middle. You just haven't seen it, and you get a nice spin move I think, by Justin. No, that was Iman Oates who hits the spin move.
59 seconds to go. 35-31 Pokes. BYU third and seven at its own 28. Retzloff dancing in the pocket.
Beautiful.
Now stepping up. Throws on the run. Throws incomplete. It'll come down to one play to keep the game hopes alive for BYU. Fourth and seven at the Cougs' own 28-yard line. Should the Cougs not make this play, Hans, or score a touchdown, you will look back at those first half drives in which BYU, despite a strong running game, threw two interceptions in scoring territory, and those possessions in the end will have been rueful should the Pokes hang on for the win. Here we go. Fourth down, seven. BYU needs to make the 35-yard line to keep the game alive.
Pocket's been clean.
Retzloff in a clean pocket. Steps up, backpedals, throws complete to Roberts for the first down to the 36-yard line. Keeps the Cougars' hopes alive. Fourth and seven converted. The clock will stop with 44 seconds. There's still time, and there's still hope for Cougar Nation.
Still two timeouts.
Retzloff.
Nice clean.
Left flat, Keanu Hill, trying to get out of bounds and does not. Clock will run. Timeout will be called. 29 seconds. They may put one more tick back on. Either way, the Cougars take their second of three timeouts.
Charge timeout. BYU. Count them.
BYU football.
Timeout.
BYU football brought to you by.
The 32 seconds.
They gave him 32.
Zero, three, two.
Tonight's game brought to you by Siegfried and Jensen. Siegfried and Jensen helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at SiegfriedandJensen.com. The Cougs are at their own 36-yard line with a 32-second clock. First down and 10, trailing by four. BYU needing a touchdown to win this game. Again, the Cougars led by scores of 7-0 and 14-7 and 28-21 and 31-28, but now trail 35-31.
Oklahoma State has not gone into any kind of deep prevent. They're keeping the four-man rush. They have not been able to get there with four-man rush except for one time off a spin move to the inside, so these pockets have been nice and clean off the four-man.
Second and eight for BYU at the Cougar 38. Shotgun snap to Retzloff. Moves to his right. Looks to throw. Instead, tucks to run. Jake 50, Jake 40, slides at the 32 with 22 seconds on the clock. The clock will stop. The chains will move, and now BYU is in business. One timeout remaining. Retzloff will spike it and create second down and 10 at the OSU 35-yard line. Can they do it? 19 seconds remain. Second down, 10 for the Cougs. In scoring territory, but only a touchdown will do. What a game this one.
That run burns up a bit of the clock, but that run is worth it because it gets you into some really nice Hail Mary formations where it's not just by chance you can bullet in a pass to the end zone.
Second and 10, Poke 35. 19 seconds on the clock, 35-31, Jake. In the pocket, throws in a window, 15-10, 5, Lassiter getting it in!
This play is going to go back to a beautiful pocket. This offensive line has given plenty of time to Jake Retzloff all day long. Jake is able to settle in, and you see Lassiter breaks to the post late, and Retzloff hits him on perfect time. Lassiter makes one defender miss with a nice shimmy and shake, and he gets himself to the end zone.
PAT, good, 38-35. It's a three-point lead, 10 seconds on the clock. The Cougs have done it under the Friday night lights. A fantastic finish brewing for BYU in this remarkable season.
It takes a gigantic run from Retzloff to get you into scoring position. It takes excellent protection by an offensive line. It takes great timing with Darius Lassiter, who was injured and came back into this game to break on that post. And then it takes Lassiter to make a move and find the end zone. This is improbable what we're watching.
A hobbled Darius Lassiter.
A hobbled Darius Lassiter who I was watching the entire time if he was going to be available for that drive. And Lassiter gets himself back in for this drive and becomes the most critical piece of the drive.
Six catches, 129, and a score. They've added a second to 11.
There are no timeouts for Oklahoma State.
38-35, BYU a three-point lead. The dream remains alive at Lavelle Edwards Stadium.
Well, it's hard to believe, but it's not, but it is, but it's not. This crowd with this magic, with the pockets that line has been setting, anything was possible at that point.
Kickoff caught at the 8 by Robertson. Tackled at the 21-yard line. And 7 seconds now, 6 on the clock. It's going to come down to one snap and one play for Oklahoma State.
And BYU is going to potentially hold on to a 7-0 start to a season, which includes wins over Kansas State.
They've added another second. 7 seconds remain.
Oklahoma State, SMU, some big wins for BYU.
Bowman in the gun. Official timeout, no BYU timeout. The Cougs will take their final timeout. They had one left in the pocket after all of that. The timeouts are gone for both teams. The score is BYU 38 and Oklahoma State 35 on another Mountain America Credit Union touchdown. Brought to you by Mountain America. It's another $250 donated to the American Red Cross courtesy of Mountain America. Wow.
I am out of breath. I am out of breath.
Let's not forget the catch Chase Roberts made on 4th and 7.
Yeah, huge.
It was one play to keep your hopes alive. Chase made that catch, and then four plays later, Retzloff to Lassiter, 35 yards for the touchdown. The PAT good by Farron, 38-35. The Pigskin scoring summary, our final one of the night, brought to you by your Utah pork producers and Daly's Meats. For every point BYU scores, your Utah pork producers and Daly's Meats will donate 75 servings of nutritious protein to the Utah Food Bank to help Utah families in need. That scoring drive for BYU moments ago. 8 plays, 75 yards, 103 off the clock, 38-35, and here we go. 7 seconds on the clock at the OSU 22. Bowman, shotgun. 7 seconds remain. Scrambling to the right. The clock at 4, the clock at 3. The throw incomplete with 1. 1 second on the clock. There will be one more snap in this game.
BYU is keeping 3 safeties deep. They're putting 3 safeties at the 50-yard line, and they're all kind of giving ground, making sure that everything is kept in front of them. You're running zones on the outside. You're running 3, maybe a 4-man rush, but you're probably putting 3 on Bowman to try to at least force the pocket a little bit, and this thing should be over in 1 second. 1 tick off the clock after just an insane touchdown by Darius Lassiter.
Here's your final play of the game. Bowman, belt high snap, drop back, dump off. Gordon makes the reception at the 20, 25, 30, looking to lateral, tosses back to Bowman at the 15-yard line, another lateral across the field, a tackle, the game is over! The final ball carrier is Rashad Owens. Jacob Robinson brings him to the ground, and the Cougs have done it!
Jacob Robinson plays it smart, plays it safe. He stays home on the far side of the field. As that thing's getting lateral, Jacob Robinson isn't biting to where the ball position is. He's staying wide, knowing that he's that backside outlet. You practice this, by the way. This is a practice defensive play that you know if there's pitchbacks, if there's laterals, you got to keep somebody on that outside outlet, and that's Jacob Robinson to make the tackle and end it for BYU.
BYU defeats Oklahoma State for the first time ever in the Pokes' first ever visit to Lavelle Edwards Stadium. BYU 38, Oklahoma State 35 is our final score. BYU is 7-0.
And in the driver's seat of the Big 12, and its brand new additions, getting to a 16-team conference, and in a year where we saw this expansion and we know what the competition is, Greg, this is a very tough conference, and these are some very good conference wins that BYU has strung together.
BYU wins a game tonight in a manner unlike their other wins. I mean, there was the dramatics of SMU, a late go-ahead field goal, but to a fourth down in the final minute, trailing, needing a touchdown on your own side of the field to make the plays needed to get downfield to Jake Retzloff, big run to put him in position, and Darius Lassiter, who limped off the field only minutes earlier,
makes
the catch and then makes the move to get into the end zone to keep the perfect season alive.
So I got to point this out because it really took everything from everyone in that given play for the touchdown. You had to have the clean pocket, so Jake Retzloff had full vision of the break on that post route. You had to have the depth in that route on the break when it hits that post, and that ball had to be there on time for Darius Lassiter to be able to get the ball with the vision downfield to make the move to make the defender miss to get to the end zone. For everything to work the way it did in that single play is absolutely astounding that it was able to work that way.
BYU 38, Oklahoma State 35. This was Kalani Sitake's 68th win. In more than half of BYU's wins, the Cougs have come back from behind to win under Kalani Sitake. 37 of BYU's 68 wins have needed a comeback, and this was the most memorable of comebacks tonight at Lavelle Edwards Stadium. Our post-game coverage of this wild one at Lavelle Edwards Stadium will get underway after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Welcome back to Lavelle Edwards Stadium. Final score, BYU 38 and Oklahoma State 35. This game was 21-14. Oklahoma State leading BYU at halftime. This was a comeback win for BYU after a 7-point deficit at the break. The Cougs got back into this one, though, tying the game at 21 in the third quarter. It was a 69-yard drive for BYU that came after an Oklahoma State field goal miss, by the way. The Cougs' first possession of quarter number three goes 69 yards, seven plays, and the Cougs punch it in this way. Give Martin. Martin shaking off tackle, stiff arm, 5-4-3-2-1, touchdown! L.J. Martin running to the right side and brings BYU within one. Ground and pound, and look what the Cougars have found, a touchdown to make it a one-point game, the PAT pending. PAT good, it was 21-21. Alan Bowman enters the game and is intercepted. The Cougs then take a short field and go down the field, only 44 yards, taking four plays and 2:01 off the clock. And it was Jake Retzloff getting back into the act with Keelan Marion. And Retzloff gun on a first and 10. The first down was confirmed, by the way. Now Jake will set to throw and gun it on the it's caught! The five, the touchdown! Keelan Marion left side, stayed inside the boundary and gets in for six. Keelan Marion with the touchdown catch. Tiptoed down the sideline and cut it back into the end zone. And the Cougs are back in front. Not for long, 28-21 there, but a 79-yard drive led by Alan Bowman results in a touchdown pass, 28-28. A Will Farron field goal makes it 31-28 BYU. And then the Pokes score with 1:13 left on the fourth quarter clock to make it 35-31 on the Presley touchdown reception. That left BYU a minute and 13 seconds to drive for the winning score. And I just want to set it up for you. BYU got the football. Let's quickly head down to, before we do that, down to Mitchell Juergens with Jake Retzloff. I think the headset's on, Jake. Jake, is your headset on? Jake, can you hear us?
Yeah, I got you guys.
Hey, Jake, it's Greg and Hans upstairs. I don't even know where to start, so you take it away, man. What are you thinking at this moment?
Can't say enough about this football team. The way we battled to the very end, it's just... These guys, I love every one of them like real brothers of my own, man. And man, they were unbelievable tonight at the end. So, shaky first half. Offense moved the ball really well. Defense played good, but man, together we finished at the end.
So, Jake, you find yourself in open field. You decide to run for us for it. Take us into that moment before you set up this touchdown pass.
I saw a linebacker trying to cut off the sideline in a lot of space right behind him. I trusted my abilities to get inside of him and get another 20 yards or something like that. Take the slide down. I knew we could kill the clock. This team's super smart. We finished with intelligence. When all the emotions went up, we all stayed calm. Got the snap off, killed it, and then Darius made an incredible play to finish that drive.
Did you know that that route was going to go to Darius when that ball was snapped?
Yeah, man, we designed it like that. Chase looked open for a second, but it was Darius right behind him that the design was for. It was an incredible play by him to catch the ball and finish in the end zone. That guy's hard to bring down, and he showed it tonight.
Jake, there's a lot of football left to play, but 7-0 is a really special thing. Agreed?
Yes, sir. It is more than special.
Well, Jake, I want you to talk about your offensive line, because we were up here, and I kept telling Greg, this offensive line is setting pocket after pocket after pocket. You were untouched in almost every one of those pockets when you really needed some open room and some space to throw.
Man, I can't say enough about those guys. Bruce Mitchell. I just call them Bruce Almighty.
What a baller.
That man just balled tonight. That whole line balled tonight. Guys battling through the grit, you know, the injuries you get through the game. The guys just battled their tails off, made play after play. The run game was unbelievable tonight. And when it came down to it, we leaned on them to create the pocket for me. They made the play. Darius made the catch, and we scored a touchdown and won the game.
Friday Night Lights, nothing beats it, right, Jake?
Nothing in the world beats that.
Enjoy the celebration that's going to go on for a little bit. You've earned it. Thank you, Jake.
Thank you,
guys.
All right, that's Jake Retzlaff, the quarterback of the victorious BYU Cougars, and that's going to set us up well to recap what Jake and the Cougars just did on their final drive. There was 1:13 left in the fourth quarter from his 25-yard line. First and 10, incomplete. Second and 10, Lassiter for three. Third and 7, incomplete. Fourth and 7, here's your ball game. Fourth Second. And 7 from the 28-yard line. And Retzlaff to Roberts for 8. Gunned
Huge.
It across the middle. The game
Huge
continues.
Play.
And then, first and 10, Keanu for 2. Second and 8, Jake scrambles for 27 yards. It's the 35-yard line of Oklahoma State. The spike and then this play. Second and 10, poke 35. 19 seconds on the clock, 35-31, Jake. In the pocket, throws in a window, 15, 10, 5, Lassiter getting it in, touchdown, touchdown, touchdown! That's how it sounded.
I just got a text from my co-host and good friend Scott Girard, and he said, don't worry, I'm going to amend the Greg Rebell 300 call segment and put that play call in on it to keep BYU 7-0. Wow. As the clock was ticking down and you were out of all options and you had to have it. Now, I asked Retzlaff, was that a pre-planned route to Darius Lassiter? I figured it was. He confirmed it. He said that's the way it's drawn up. We knew we could get it to Lassiter, and we knew he'd make some things happen.
So, after the touchdown, the Will Farron PAT, shout out Will Farron, there was 11 seconds left after the kickoff. Two snaps later, with some crazy laterals at the very final end, it was over, and BYU won it by a final score of 38-35. Well.
I can't. The game of football just continues to give. It's like the Jelly of the Month Club. It just keeps on giving. All year round, you know, just when you think you've seen everything your eyes can see in the game, you see Darius Lassiter, who had to come back from injury. You see Jake Retzlaff, who we didn't get a chance to ask what the pain was he was dealing with at the half.
Yeah.
I know that he was dealing with some injuries and some pain. And everybody's putting in that effort to be able to make that final drive, as you were basically out of time.
We will take a break. We come back, we'll get you a post-game honorees, a lot more conversation from the players and Kalani.
Whoo! This game. I mean, I don't take heart medication. I might start just because I feel my heart kind of fluttering. That is what football is all about.
By the way, among the trivia on this night, Kalani's now 10-2 in short week games. Friday games after Saturdays, they work pretty well for BYU. Take a break. More continuing from Provo's Lavelle Edwards Stadium after this. 38-35, the Cougs win it. The Cougs defeat Oklahoma State. Numbers of note and postgame honors and a lot more coming up on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.